sends some of his own disciples to Jesus. And he says to them, go and ask Jesus this question. Are you the one we've been waiting for, or should we expect someone else? And so John the Baptist's disciples, they scurry off. They find Jesus. He's there with a crowd preaching and teaching. And the disciples say to him, we've got a question for you. It's from John the Baptist. And it's this question. Are you the one we've been expecting, or should we be expecting someone else? And Jesus' response to John the Baptist's disciples is this. He says to them, go and tell John the Baptist what you see and what you hear. The blind see, the lame walk, those who have been sick are healed, the dead has been raised, the kingdom of God is being preached to the poor. In other words, go and tell John the Baptist that transformation is taking place in the lives of people. That is the evidence of who I am. That is the evidence of Christ the Messiah, is the transformation in a person's life. And anyone who knows Christ and anyone who has come to Christ will experience a transformation. You have experienced that transformation in your own life. I have experienced the transformational power of Christ in my life. And that is the evidence. If anybody wanted to know if Christ is real, just go and speak to somebody who has been transformed by him in some way. And then after that, Jesus talks about John the Baptist. He actually gives him quite an honor. He says of John the Baptist, of those who have been born of women, there's no one greater. Isn't that a wonderful thing to say about somebody? There is no one greater than John the Baptist. And then after that, Jesus talks about some things. He denounces some of the cities where he has performed some of the miracles because they didn't repent. And then eventually, he comes and he begins to talk about rest for the weary. And these are the verses at the end of chapter 11 of Matthew's Gospels. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. The first thing that you may notice about those words is that this is an invitation. Jesus is giving out an invitation. It's an invitation, firstly, to all. Come to me, all. And all means all. It's an invitation to all. It's an invitation to everybody. It's an invitation to anybody. It doesn't matter if you're rich or if you're poor, if you're black, if you're white, if you've got some stuff, if you don't have any stuff at all. It's an invitation to all. You don't have to have a certificate. You don't have to have any achievements. You don't have to have done anything. It's a simple invitation to all. And the second word that you may recognize is, come to me, all you. And so this is a personal invitation. Jesus is giving an invitation to you. And you are not me. And I'm not you. She is not him. Him is not her. This invitation is an invitation that is open to all, but it's also a personal invitation. And I've put together this little invitation for you this morning. You'll see that it's an open and a personal invitation by Jesus Christ to you this morning. And with all invitations, when you're given an invitation, often at the bottom of it, it will have those letters, RSPV. And that means you've got to reply. That the person who's giving the invitation is looking for a response. They're looking for a reply to see if you're going to accept the invitation. And so Jesus in these verses is giving out an invitation. It's a simple invitation. You can't really misinterpret. You can't get it wrong. It's an invitation to come to him if you are weary and if you are burdened. Oh, I once had an experience in my life. It was a bad experience about an invitation. Myself and my wife, many years ago, were given an invitation to a bride and a groom, their wedding, on their wedding day. You won't believe what happened, but I'm going to tell you what happened. And so we got this invitation in the post to Alan and Orla. You are invited to our wedding at a particular church. And afterwards, at a champagne reception. And so we thought, isn't this a lovely invitation? We're going to go to that wedding. And so I took the day off work. I got my tin of fruit on. That's a suit. Orla got a lovely frock on. She got her hair done. She got her makeup on. And we went and bought a gift for those who are going to be married. And so we went to the church, and it was lovely. They got married, and it was beautiful. And afterwards, we went along to the reception where everybody was. And you know that part of the wedding reception where you're looking for the table with your name on it? Well, we were going around, and our name wasn't on that table. And it's not on that table. And our names aren't on that table. And it soon dawned on us that we had received an invitation, but the invitation that we received, although it said come to the reception, we were not invited to reception afterwards. And so there we were. What will we do? Well, we scampered out of that place. If you've ever seen a mouse run up a drain hole, we were like two little mice running out of that place. And so afterwards, the bride and the groom apologized. They said, we did invite you, but you weren't invited, and it was all a bit embarrassing at the time. But I can assure you that this particular invitation is simple, it's clear, and there is no misunderstanding. You are invited, and that means you're special. You are invited this morning to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Ah, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. You'll notice that this particular invitation, that there are two conditions that Jesus mentions. And the first one is weary, if you're weary. And the second one is if you're burdened. And I just want to have a look at those two things this morning. And a little bit later on, we're going to have a look at some of the other words. Weary. Sure, we've all been weary. We all know what it is to be weary. There have been days, there have been moments, there have been seasons in our lives when we have been weary. And if you're like me, we know in our experience what it is to be weary. But do you know what I did? I looked up this word weary in the dictionary just to have a little look. And weary from the dictionary says is to be tired from excessive effort. It's to be tired. So if you're weary, you're tired. And you may be tired because of the excessive effort that you're putting into something. And one of the things that we put effort into, although there are many, is work. You go to work, you got to put some effort into work. If you've ever been to work, if you go to your job, whatever that job is, whatever your employment is, or if it's a voluntary employment, you've got to put some effort in. Because when you go to work, if you don't put any effort in, your colleagues will know. And then eventually your boss will know, and it'll become an issue, and they'll come to you and they'll say, you're not putting any effort in. And one area that we put effort in is work. Now, some people's work is physical work. It's hands-on work. It's a work that you put your back into it. It's a work that is physical. You're lifting stuff. You're pushing stuff. You're pulling stuff. You're carrying stuff. You are doing a physical job with your physical hands, with your physical body. And when you're involved in a physical work, like digging a hole, it's going to take its toll on your physical body. And therefore, you're going to know the aches and the pains of being weary and being tired. Have you ever felt weary and tired after a hard day's work? Yes, you have. But some people's work is not physical. Other people's work is psychological. What do I mean when I say that their work is psychological? What I mean is that they're working from their mind. All of their work is taking place in their mind. They're trying to help others from their mind. They're making decisions in their mind. They're giving support from their mind. They're giving direction from their mind. They're trying to reach the minds of other people. And all of this takes effort. All of this takes thoughts. All of this takes time. And sometimes it can be mentally draining on the mind. Have you ever experienced a time in your life when you've said to yourself, I feel mentally drained. I have no more space for any more thoughts. Don't give me another new thought. I haven't got time. I haven't got space. I can't embrace another thought because I am mentally drained. Some people's work is a psychological work and it takes place in the mind. And sometimes the people of God can become tired in the mind because that's where all the work takes place. They become tired and weary in the body because their work is a physical work. And sure, we're all involved in the Lord's work. We're all involved in putting effort into the Lord's work. And serving the Lord takes effort. And serving the Lord takes time. And serving the Lord takes prayer. And serving the Lord takes devotion. And all of these things can mean that a person can be tired. And when you're tired and weary, and when you're tired and weary, sometimes we get cranky. Sometimes we're out of sorts. Sometimes we're not ourselves when we're tired and we're weary. And if you are tired or weary because of the effort that you're putting into something, Jesus is saying to you today, come to me. Come to me and I will give you rest. Weary. Sure, we've all been weary. The second thing that Jesus says is those who are burdened. And so we all know what it is to be burdened. To be burdened is to have a problem. And so we all have problems. Everybody has problems. It's just that some people's problems are on view to others and some are hidden. But everybody has a problem. But sometimes those problems are heavy. And I did the same as I did with weary. I looked up in the dictionary just to get a flavor of what the word burdened is. The definition of the word burdened. And the dictionary says, it says two things. The first thing it says is, it's a heavy load. It's hardship. It's worry. And it can be grief. And so those who are burdened are those who have a heavy load. Those who are burdened are those who are experiencing some kind of hardship in their lives or in their faith. Even those who are burdened may worry or even experience a sense of grief. I don't know if that description resonates with your heart, but it resonates with my heart. There have been times in my life, and I'm sure there have been times in the lives of God's people where they have been burdened, where they have been carrying a heavy load, where they have been saying to themselves and saying to God, oh Lord, this is hard. I'm feeling the hardship of carrying this burden. I'm worrying about it. I'm thinking about it every day. Oh, I can't shake it off. That woman, that pop star, Taylor Swift, she sings a song about shake it off, but you just can't shake it off because it's heavy on my shoulders, it's heavy on my heart. And those who are burdened will experience the heavy load. The other thing that when I looked at the dictionary about the word burdened, the second thing it said was, someone who is burdened is someone who has the main responsibility for a task. And I thought to myself, yeah, that's true. Isn't that so true? If a person has the main responsibility for a task or for a project or for the care of other people, they will experience the burden of that. They will know the weight of that. If you as a person are the person who has the main responsibility for something in your life, something in your faith, something in your work, then you alone will experience the burden of that, because you will know what it's like to carry that. Other people are not carrying it. You're carrying it. You're feeling the weight of it. You're feeling the hardship of it. You're feeling the heaviness of it. You're experiencing the grief and the worry of it because you're concerned about it, because it's your responsibility. The buck stops with you. It belongs to you. It's in your hands. It's on your shoulders. And so therefore, these things make sense. Those who are burdened are those who may have the responsibility of something in their lives. And so the words of Jesus, they're so true for today. Come to me, all you who are weary and who are burdened, and I will give you rest. You may be weary or you may be burdened. You may even have both of them together. You may be weary because you have a burden. But if you are, and if you have any of these things, there is a solution and there is a place where you can go. It's not much so a place. You could go to the cross and leave it there, but you could bring it to Jesus. He's a real person. He'll take it from you and give you something in replace for it, and that is rest. The second verse that Jesus spoke about was, he said these words, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Yoke, the word yoke, you don't hear that word very often. Unless you're in Dublin, that is. If you're from Dublin, and I'm from Dublin, inner city Dublin. Now, and I'm pretty sure they've said it in other places, but in Dublin, they use the word yoke for anything. Like, they'll say, give us that yoke over there, will you? Well, where's me yoke? I can't find me yoke. Oh, there's me yoke. A yoke can be anything. It could be a ballpoint pen. It could be an iPhone. It could be a podium. It could be anything. If you're from Dublin, they use the word yoke, and it's slang for pretty much anything that they want. If they can't find the word to describe what they're looking for or what they're asking for, they will use the word yoke. Where's me yoke? And so Jesus wasn't from Dublin. And so when he says the word yoke and uses that language, he's talking about something specific. And Jesus, as far as I'm aware, he wasn't a chef. Like, he wasn't talking about a hard-boiled egg. You know when you have an egg? I think it's the yellow bit. Is it the yellow bit? That's the yolk. So I don't think he's talking about hard-boiled eggs or fried eggs. He's not asking his disciples, do you like the yellow bit runny or hard? Or he ain't talking about food here. Like, when he says, take my yolk upon you, he's not saying, take my egg upon you. He's not saying that. So sometimes, in order to understand or interpret the Bible, you've got to rule out other stuff. That's a yoke. And I'm from Dublin, and that's a yoke. And last night, my wife, Aura, she came across my iPad, and she's seen this picture, and she says, are you getting the boys in Tiglin to make these things? I says, no, I'm not. That's a yoke. And she says, what's a yoke? I says, a yoke. A yoke is that. It is a neck harness that's put around maybe two bulls or maybe two ox. And they would put the neck of the animal, and so the animal would be plowing the field or working the field. And it keeps the animals close together. And so one animal, like as you see in the picture there, and another animal's here, and both of them are pulling the plow. They're working the field. They're turning the soil over. And I don't know about you, but if those animals could talk, they're probably saying to themselves, like, I've been working in this field for years. It's the same thing every day. Plod, plod, plod. I'm sick and I'm tired. I'm fed up of working in this field. Oh, and this yoke that is heavy upon my neck, it's weighing me down. It's hurting my shoulders. Oh, if I could only have freedom. If I could only have some other place to go that I could be at rest. But no, I've got to be in this place. It's heavy and it's hard and I'm sick and I'm tired and I'm weary. Oh, and so Jesus, he paints a picture that sometimes this is a picture of the people of God, where they feel tired and weary. They've been in the same field, plodding away, putting the effort in, putting the strength, putting the ability in, putting their time in, working, 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 and they begin to feel tired and weary. They begin to feel the weight of the burden of the yoke that is upon them. And when he talks about these things, he recognizes this in the people of God's lives. And so whenever you experience a time in your life where you begin to feel weary, where you begin to feel tired, when you begin to say to yourself, I've been putting so much effort in, I've been putting so much time in, and I'm feeling the weight, I'm feeling the hardship of this responsibility, and you begin to think that no one is noticing, Jesus is noticing your life. He recognizes the hardship in your life, and what he's saying to you at the beginning of the year, what he's saying to each one of us is, he's putting out an invitation. He's saying, will you come to me? Will you come to me if you're weary? Will you come to me if you are having a burden in your life? Will you come to me and allow me to take the hardship and lift the weight of that yoke that is upon you, to lift it off you, and for me to give you rest? That's what Jesus is offering you today. Jesus is offering you rest. He's offering you a sense of rest from the labor, from the work, from the effort, from the toil of being in that field, the same thing every day, and you've come to the end of yourself. He's offering you rest. And so, as I said at the beginning, with any invitation, there's got to be a reply. Even if you said to yourself, I'm not going to reply, that's a reply. But he would like you to reply. To reply today. If you've been feeling tired, if you've been putting effort into, whether it be work or relationships or your faith, whatever it is in life, if you have been working and if you've been experiencing a heavy load, and if you have been worrying about something in your life that's giving you a sense of grief, that you're coming to the place where you're saying, I'm fed up with it. But the main responsibility of it lies with me. What do I do? Where do I go? Well, the answer for you today, there is a place where you can go. There is someone whom you can bring it to. And his name is Christ. He is the one you've been waiting for. He is the one that you've been looking for. He is the one that you love. Will you bring it to him? Will you answer the invitation? And if you want to answer the invitation, all you've got to do is, in a private and in a personal way, is to say, Lord, I come to you. I'm coming where I am and with who I am. I'm bringing myself in the tiredness, in the effort. I'm bringing the burden of what I carry in my heart and carry in my mind. I'm bringing it to you. Will you do that? As Emmy plays some background music, this is the time and this is the space where you reply, where you bring whatever it is to the Lord Jesus. It's the place where you respond by faith and you say, Lord, I'm coming to you. I'm going to come to you in a very simple and in a very real way. I'm bringing myself to you. And this is what God is going to do. As you bring yourself to him, he's going to do a number of things. He's going to listen to you. And so there is time and space for you to communicate with the Lord. Another thing that he's going to do is he's going to bring his spirit to you to lift the burden that is in your heart and in your on your shoulders. And so as he comes and as he listens and as he lifts, there is another thing that he's going to do. He's going to impart rest, a sense of rest into your heart and into your mind. And so can I urge you just to respond where you are? Just say to the Lord, Lord, I'm coming to you. I bring myself. And as you do that, he will strengthen you. He will refresh you. He will lift a burden off you. And he will impart into you and into your life a sense of rest. Because that is the invitation. That's what's on offer. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's what he is offering to you today. Dear gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've listened and you're hearing the silent prayers of your people. We thank you that you see them and you know them. We thank you, Lord, that you see the weariness and the tiredness, that you acknowledge the effort and the work and the labor that they have been committed to. We thank you, Lord, that you do not leave us in a place of where we are just bombarded with burdens, but you are the great burden bearer. You come to lift the burden from our shoulders. And this morning, Lord, as each and every one has come to you by faith, I pray for a strengthening of their heart. I pray for a sense of rest in their soul. And a sense of love and freedom of walking by faith with you. Lord, we choose to come to you in where we are and in who we are. And we can be confident that you receive us with open arms. And so this morning, that as you have made your way to the Lord, as you've made your way to the one that loves you and embraces you and invites you, he receives you. He receives you with love and with devotion. He says to you, you are my child. You belong to me. And so this morning, Lord, as we bring these things to a close, as the music just choruses in the background, we say, Lord, we come to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.